It feels like Thursday, but it's Friday. And so this is where Jason cans. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I actually, yesterday, I got home from work, and I thought it was Tuesday for some reason. And I was like, why are everybody going to dance and stuff when it's Tuesday? And I had to kind of back up and go, oh, wait, it's Thursday today.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Yeah, the challenges of life have been, to me, burning the candle at both ends. And yes, it's obvious, in terms of candle, we're getting into the candle season as it gets a little cooler. But, you burn the candle at one end. But when you do it at both ends, and I don't know, our friend Andrea's movie, and we'll talk to her in an hour, actually, because debuting today is Identity Crisis at MyCon Chippewa Falls. But and then last night, Michael had a soccer game in Menominee. And by the way, congratulations to the Eau Claire North boys winning 8-1 over the Mustangs. But it just is. I wake up this morning and I'm going, it's 3:50 already.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and I think I don't know if this is true for you, but it's true for our house that once the school year kicks up, it gets so much busier.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, finding time or mental space even to do stuff outside of just the daily rhythms gets to be pretty challenging.
One of the things, the many things I love, respect, and admire about you, but one of them is you're committed to that early bedtime and you love the early rising. And that's just yet another thing that we have in common. So.
Indeed, yes. We are both early risers for sure.
I think actually that John Ortberg book I'm borrowing from you is just like, I'd love it if you were more like me, kind of a thing. So.
Yeah. Very true.
All right, we've got Romans and Mark to get to, so let's hit it here heading into the weekend. Larry Crabb, 66 love letters. Love letter 45 of the 66 is Romans, the Constitution of the Christian Faith. Larry sums it up this way: think hard and at the same time let your imagination soar. And in the epilogue of the book, there's a paragraph. Larry calls it the whole thing, the story everyone needs to hear. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs. And Romans summed up as if, what if God himself summed up Romans in a paragraph? This is how Crabb imagines it. Listen to everything I say through my son and my spirit. Get clear on the message you've been privileged to hear, enlightened to embrace, and called to tell. As you seek wisdom, remember this: clarity comes through the cross. And that's in italics, folks. Clarity comes through the cross. The death and resurrection of my son guarantees the success of my plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly that sentence there that stands out as clarity comes through the cross.
Uh-huh.
And I find myself kind of going, okay, now I need to ponder what that means.
Uh-huh.
I think there's this term that has been popular the last few years, kind of the cruciform life, and I think that that is what makes sense for a lot of us, is thinking in that way.
Yeah. And living in that way. I mean, we see the sacrifice, but also, and I know Larry's book, A Different Kind of Happiness, we both think should have been called The Battle for a Better Love. And the fact is, and we both got to be endorsers on, but I mean, it is living that way, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And easier said than done for me anyway.
But remembering the name of a Rob Fraser song, Love is Sacrifice. All right. Close it out. Mark 1, 9 through 11.
Yeah, and it says, one day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy.
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those verses this way. Eventually, Jesus left his home in Nazareth and came to the Jordan River, where John baptized him according to my plan. Jesus was sinless, so he did not need to repent, which is just something to ponder, but he chose baptism to identify with my people. When he came up out of the water, I tore the blue skies open, and my spirit came down and landed upon him while I said aloud, oh, my son, I am so in love with you. I am pleased with everything you have done, are doing, and are going to do. That's good stuff there.
Yeah, and I think what happens for me as I read these stories sometimes, when we read them in our typical translations, is we're like, oh, that's nice, right? And so like this, I think that the passion, the heart of God is really revealed in this moment and this connection with between the Father and the Son. And I think in other tellings where it says the Spirit descended, right? Or it says it even here. So we have the whole Trinity, right, present in this moment. And it's this moment of deep and divine love.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I've read this section before, and this is where when you see the Trinity in action like that, right? I mean, that's really cool stuff. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. Breakfast tomorrow.
Yep. See you there.
All right, let's do it. 7 o'clock at Randy's, and as always, we've got a chair representing the listeners are invited. Well, I was privileged to have the opportunity to be in attendance at MyCon Chippewa Falls the other night for the preview showing of Identity Crisis. We talked with Andrea Polnasek, the Chippewa Falls screenwriter and film producer, about that movie on the Wib Wake Up Show last week, and she's on the line with us this morning, thankfully calling in, because I thought I had your cell phone, but I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. So,
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right. Well, this is an exciting day. So put it into perspective for us.
Oh, my goodness. It's hard to even imagine. But yes, today, Identity Crisis is available to rent and buy on any place that you can rent to buy a movie, Amazon, Vudu, iTunes, Spectrum. But it's also going to begin showing tonight at MyCon Cinema Chippewa Falls. And it will show from tonight through Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited for the world to get to see this movie. It takes almost 3 years from the beginning to the end to get a movie out. And so now it's like, yay, now we get the fun part. Our audience gets to see it.
This is all shot at Grand Canyon University, a Christian school in Arizona. When did you shoot it?
We shot it in January of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Grand Canyon University is a phenomenal school. It's a Christian university. It's actually the fastest growing Christian university in the world. It's a very special place, and you will just feel it when you watch the movie because it's completely set on that campus, and it's beautiful.
So my wife and I have seen all of your movies. This is your sixth one, and nothing against all the rest of them, but we really felt like, I think we both agreed, like these movies continue to get better. Do you feel like that?
Yes, for sure. Yes. I mean, with every movie we've had, more resources. We've had, people who are even more skilled at what they do. Identity Crisis, the cinematographer is Bob Scott, who worked on all of the Kendrick Brothers movies. And he and Sherry Rigby, our director, they just did a phenomenal job just behind the camera. You can just tell that everything was elevated with this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you told me the other night, you're like, hey, we're targeting 8 to 14-year-old girls. Although I think, as you heard Caleb and I talking on the air yesterday, I'm going to tell you afterwards, after your answer, why one of the particular, it really spoke to me. I think it'll speak to everybody.
Well, we certainly hope that. But we really, my sister and I, Boylan Sister Entertainment, we have a passion to make fun, high concept, you know, great costumes, great music, great story for that age group, that preteen going into teen. Because, you know, every kids nowadays that have access to entertainment that's streaming, they're watching mature content. So, you know, everything's kind of getting driven down. So we want to make something super, super fun that kids are like, we love this. So that 8 to 14 year olds that where we want to influence them and still remind them of the values that we have, but have them have a lot of fun. And my dream is that they'll go to school, show it on their phone or their tablet, the trailer to their friends, and it will spread. Not just mom saying, hey, this is a great movie for you to watch, but the kids will love it so much, they'll share it with each other. That's our dream.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like that whole idea of risk taker or not risk taker, I mean, that certainly is part of what's at play here between the one sister and then the clone that's created, right?
Exactly. Well, it's really all about sort of that feeling of imposter syndrome. And all of us feel, I think, like, you know, someone's going to figure out I don't really know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think it matters how old you are. I think we all feel that. We get in certain situations like that. But this is particularly freshman year of college, and she just doesn't want to put herself out there. She's also got some issues with perfectionism, not wanting to be wrong, not wanting people to see her as being wrong. So she creates a clone to be brave, assertive, and be able to do all the things she doesn't feel like she can do, and sets it out her out into the world. But what happens is she doesn't get to live her life. The clone's living her life. And so it ends up that really learns the lesson that God created her with everything she needs. She just got to put herself out there and try. And that's kind of, that's an ageless message, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're saying, Mark. Because, like, it doesn't matter how old we are. We have to just, we have to continually take risks and put ourselves out there.
Well, I mean, I think I lean on the side of, I mean, there's certain parts of my life, probably verbally, I'm overly risky, but other ways maybe is not as much. And so that's where the character kind of playing it safe, you know, laying up, if you would have in a golf term, your dad's a big golfer, is the idea of that really over the, even the last couple of days has continued to speak to me. So, all right. Well, you know what? I would recommend Brennan Manning's book, Abba's Child, which is Cry of the Heart for Intimate Belonging. But actually, chapter two is called The Imposter. And so it speaks to exactly what you're talking about, that we all are mask wearers. And so, and that idea is, you know, to take off the mask. And so, all right. Well, fantastic. Again, one more time here, Andrea, being inviting people, because we want to build this momentum like some of the other faith-based films of the past, whether it's Fireproof or the Bart Millard Mercy Me one. Those are ones, even as you mentioned the other night in the intro, Sound of Freedom, to build some momentum here for this.
That's right. Please, please, please come out to Chippewa Falls, MyCon, to watch Identity Crisis tonight, this weekend. We want to sell it out. We want to really just make a splash, and we want, and then if it sells out, it will continue to be able to be on the big screen for as long as we sell tickets. So come on out. Word of mouth is the number one way for people to know the movie exists. Watch the trailer. You'll love it. And then come on out to MyCon tonight.
And a big thank you, I know, to Mike and Connie Olson and MyCon for working with you on this, right?
That is right. Yes, Mike and Connie are incredible supporters, and we're so appreciative to have the movie on the big screen. There's nothing like seeing your movie on the big screen. So special.
I bet. All that hard work. And again, there are other resources. We've got some that'll be a prize on Tuesday Trivia for us. We gave away the novel the other day, but just let's close on that, some of the resources. And where else people can get this, too. So.
Yes. Well, so there's Identity Crisis free download resources, because our big passion is that this will start conversations. And so we want to give you tools if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're a mentor, to be able to have further conversations about what it means to be created in the image of God. And so those can be found on BoylanSisters.com. We also have a Bible study called Identity Crisis Bible Study, and a devotion book. It's called Identity Crisis Meditations. Those are both on Amazon. And then the movie itself can, if you can't come down to the theater, you can rent or buy on Amazon, iTunes, Vudu, Spectrum, anywhere you can rent and buy movies.
I think you're teaching me the fact that if you it's hard enough to make the movie and all the elements that go into it, and then all of the side products and the promotion, I don't think you can ever sleep.
No. But you know what? When it's really exciting and you love what you're doing, you don't have to sleep.
That's
so,
right.
There you go.
Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate it. And
thank you.
Let's turn out this weekend. MyCon Chippewa Falls starting today for Identity Crisis, again targeting those 8 to 14-year-old girls, those tweens. Special events for the weekend. Obviously, that Veterans Night, Chippewa Falls tonight. Free admission for all vets. And as Caleb talked about, financial donations, and then also, as you said, gently used items for homeless vets, right?
Yeah, newer gently used items. Again, they'll have that trailer outside Duray Field, so you can also drop off at Jacobson's Hardware. We put information on Facebook as well, too, if you need to organize a pickup from the Cardinals football coaching staff and team, as well, too. The players, again, very involved in this, too, so a great chance to support. And I went to that website, everythirdsaturday.com.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible what they're doing for those who served us and are battling PTSD and homelessness.
I would love to get over there one of these Saturdays. I want to do that. So, also to make you aware of some other special events going on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow is Iguana Awareness Day, and so now you know.
Yeah, it's also Sudoku Day tomorrow.
It's fun to play, but I haven't much lately. It is Teddy Bear Day tomorrow.
It is Ants Day or Aunts Day, depending on how you say it.
German language gets its own day tomorrow.
It's also Drive Your Studebaker Day tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have a great day for all those Studebaker drivers.
Here we go. And Wiener Schnitzel.
That kind of goes along with German language day, right?
It sure does. Big German emphasis here.
Also, it is Wonderful Weirdos Day tomorrow. Do with that what you will.
All right. Well, Sunday is Grandparents Day. And
yes.
Boy, we love our grandparents.
Absolutely. Now, it also says that it's German language day on Sunday. Did I get 2 days?
They want it. Yeah. I'm not going to argue.
It also says it's Drive Your Studebaker Day on Sunday. I don't know. I guess
those are the repeats.
Yeah, two days worth celebrating.
You know, I see iguana showing up again as well. I don't know what to do with that. But it is, Sunday is Hug Your Hound Day.
It is also Pet Memorial Day as well.
It is International Hot Dog Day, which is confusing because don't they celebrate that in July?
Yeah, but maybe there's a hot dog day and then an International Hot Dog Day for the great American treat.
Oh, the hot dog industry. And then it's International Makeup Day Sunday.
Yeah, we mentioned Pet Memorial Day. It's Swap Ideas Day on Sunday as well.
And it's a day to maybe enjoy a TV dinner.
Yes, and World Suicide Prevention Day as well, too. And again, even as we're talking, again, yeah, about our veterans, yes, and mental health and mental health in general, too. It's an important thing that I think there's a lot of stigma and things that we've shied away from a long time. We need to bring things into the light. And again, even with the levity of this, it's kind of interesting, yeah, that it ends with that and say, hey, this is important, again, to check on those you love and to be having those conversations, again, with young and old.
That's right. And obviously people know about that number, 22 veterans a day taking their own life. That's a number we want to lower. And again, Sunday on Chippewa Valley this week after 5 here on WIB, part 2 of our conversation with Toni Matson from Trinity Equestrian Center. Her new book, Unlikely Recruits, about equine therapy and many stories helping vets struggling with PTSD getting the help and hope they need through the equine therapy. So don't miss that.
Well, it is 7:47, almost 7:48 here in the WIB Wake Up Show. So it's high time that we get you caught up, friends, caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports and politics and pop culture. It's a public service offered by the WIB Wake Up Show every single Friday morning right around this time. And we do it in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, there are lots of rumors about Apple's next iPhone.
Yeah, evidently it's 100% waterproof. That's perfect for when you drop it in a puddle of your own tears after seeing the price.
Yeah.
A semi carrying potatoes overturned on a road in Washington State.
Those aren't just vegetables. Those are organic pothole fillers.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Just how hot was it this summer? The hottest ever, according to the World Meteorological Organization.
It was so hot, my air conditioner asked for a vacation day.
I'm sure.
Meanwhile, the NFL's Atlanta Falcons have added a robot dog to their security team.
So, is it a wide retriever?
I like that.
Yes, the new iPhone is being announced next week.
Thank goodness, my current iPhone is almost a month old.
Wow.
The average person 65 plus now spends 300 hours a year on social media.
They're the new influencers, and they're trying to get everyone to eat dinner at 4 p.m.
I could buy into that.
And finally, it officially began last night. The NFL season is here.
Thank goodness, because I, for one, have not been doing nearly enough sitting around on my couch.
Now you can.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it's the WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning, 8:16, 58 degrees, and our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard joins us. It's been a minute. Welcome back, Ronnie.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Now, you guys have had, again, a busy year. You are celebrating 15 years of Avenue Orchard, and you've been working, again, on a remodel of the Avenue Orchard store. And tomorrow, I know you've had kind of a soft opening this week. I believe the store is open.
Right, yeah, it's open today 9 to 6, you bet.
But the grand reopening, kind of the official. So, again, if folks say, well, I can't make it tomorrow, they can certainly head out today. But the official grand reopening is tomorrow with some festivities planned.
You bet. We got a little bit going on tomorrow. It was nice to kind of freshen up the look of the store a little bit. And we got Mel's dogs coming over, so there's going to be some nice hot dogs there for you to have. And then, like I say, it's caramel apple season.
And I think this is important for people to know, too, because, again, you are at our 50th anniversary celebration, too, and those caramel apples went really quickly.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, get there early. Misty, Shelley, and Kirsten are in the kitchen stirring up a whole bunch of goodies for tomorrow. I think 4 different varieties of cookies.
Wow. I know you have the molasses and the chocolate chip, and there's even more beyond that.
And then cranberry orange.
Oh,
I think they're doing a batch of oatmeal raisin.
Wow. I mean, and again, knowing the ladies in the Creation Kitchen, too, you never know. There could always be something that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see some stuff. I heard something about maybe some bread.
Okay.
So there might be some cinnamon bread there. Wow. And, you know, but like I say, they don't keep me in the loop because they... I'd be in the kitchen.
Yes, I do. I got to keep you out working in mind of the store.
Yeah.
Those caramel apples, too, when we talk about Avenue Orchard caramel apples, again, this is real homemade caramel.
Yes, yes. It's our own recipe of caramel, so the gals, you know, created their own creation of caramel. It's a very delicious caramel. And now this year, you can even buy it in the tub.
Yeah, so we were talking about this off the air. So if you say, well, I'd like to take the caramel to go and be able to, you know, for instance, the kids, the grandkids, a lot of, you know, especially the grandmas and grandpas too. Oh, I want to bring the grandkids over and then make caramel apples and roll them in the, you know, the candy pieces and things like that too. They can get your homemade caramel. Don't have to worry about the time and effort of making it themselves. And they know it's going to be awesome and do that activity at home.
Exactly, exactly. So, and then with the hot weather that we've had, it's kind of hard to take the caramel apples to out of the store to the farmers markets. But thank goodness that the weather has cooled off a little bit. So we'll even have caramel apples in Menominee tomorrow.
Yes, and on you'll Sunday, be at that farmers we'll be, market,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So
tell me a little bit about, again, the flavors of caramel apples that you have. So I know there's kind of the classic, again, the homemade caramel, but usually you have some drizzle, either chocolate or white chocolate drizzle, I think sometimes some candy pieces. Any idea what they're cooking up this time?
Yeah, basically we have the plain, then we have the chocolate drizzle. We have the sea salt.
Yes.
And then we have the shortbread.
Yes.
One. And that's, again, it's that like shortbread is their own recipe.
Yeah. I mean, everything's homemade here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. And then Matt is overpressing some fresh cider. So we'll have some brand new fresh cider for your folks
fresh
tomorrow.
Fresh pressed apple cider and then caramel apples. I mean, this is the thing. I'm a summer guy, but there are big advantages to September. And when
this
time
is one
for
of them.
Like
it certainly is.
And again, the Avenue Orchard store, I mean, I think originally, and you've just expanded and expanded with the Creation Kitchen, but originally, I mean, this began jams and jellies, applesauces, apple butters, and you still have a full stock of those.
Right. You bet. And apple pie filling started it all. It's taken off from there to even now we got in at the new location of Ellsworth Creamery in Menominee. Mm-hmm. We have our product there, including our cider, apples. And yeah, they put in a whole array of our product. And so if you haven't had a chance to check them out, definitely get over there and check that new place out in Menominee.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, again, you've been featured in Soakup's Market in Chippewa Falls, at Hy-Vee, I mean, in a lot of different places too that are wanting to stock your products too. Yeah. I mean, locally and far away as well.
And then, you know, this year we decided to it came up with a brand new section of the garden produce section at the state fair.
Yes.
For the grand champion contest. And it was a great honor to take third place with our raspberry jalapeno jam.
Yeah, and this is the entire garden category in the entire state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Fair, the big one, and that raspberry jalapeno jam. People have, again, it's one of my wife's absolute favorites, the everything raspberry, too, but that one is just, it's tip-top, and you got the recognition it deserves.
It did. So, which really, you know, our customers have been telling us this stuff is awesome, and it's like, okay, folks, we got third place. Thanks.
And, you know, if folks have never been to the Avenue Orchard store, as we finish up here, Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire and 53, again, grand reopening, celebrating 15 years tomorrow, 9 to 6. But what would you tell people, again, about what they're going to see, feel, experience at the store?
We brightened it up. Our store was kind of, it wasn't built as a retail, you know, a store type deal. So we've always kind of disliked it, kind of like dark and dingy. So we think we've really brightened it up. We've given it a fresh look, more room to move around and it, you know, type deal, but still plenty of awesome product.
Well, we are looking forward to it. I know my family is looking forward to it. Congratulations on 15 years of business and I'm planning to see you tomorrow.
All righty.
That's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. As they always say, come get a taste. They're just south of Eau Claire on 53. Get those Mel's dogs tomorrow as well. Well, Halvo has the good graces to put this together for us every single Friday morning. It's the best of the week, condensing 5 days worth of shows into just over 4 minutes. 26 options are on the board. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny. What do you think? What letter?
I'm guessing O.
Oh, is there an O in there?
I wish there was, because I really like young Kenny, but there's not.
Well, monkeys are apparently an issue in New Delhi as they gear up for the G20 summit over there in India.
In fact, specifically, Rhesus monkeys.
Yes, not like Rhesus peanut butter cup, but R-H-E-S-U-S, Rhesus monkeys. India and those in charge of that G20 summit want to ensure the safety of world leaders from monkeys. Apparently, this is a real danger.
Yeah, and to combat the issue, the city is taking a unique approach by using cardboard monkeys instead of actual monkeys.
Now, rhesus monkeys are known to be afraid of larger and more aggressive langur monkeys, which have been used in the past to scare off monkeys during international events.
And this time, cardboard cutouts of langur monkeys are being placed around the city, accompanied by workers trained to mimic langur monkey noises.
You know, supply chain issues and all that. They couldn't get the actual monkeys, so they're going cardboard, and then it's like, hey, Joe. No, you can do some monkey noises.
Yeah, put that on your resume. So, writer, producer, author, Andrea Polnasek. So, we just got done with this early showing of Identity Crisis. So, how did it feel?
It felt wonderful. I was nervous, but it was really fun to have a crowd watching it. And it's been amazing reception at the end. People really enjoyed it.
You and your sister writing this. So, who did you have in mind?
So, we are targeting 8 to 14-year-old girls. We want 8 to 14-year-olds to love it and their parents to give a thumbs up and feel comfortable with the content.
This headline caught my attention this morning, Caleb. More men are asking for their money back after unsuccessful first dates.
What in the world?
I know, it's confusing.
There can be that awkwardness to a first date, but again, I would just think if it doesn't work out, and again, especially, because basically what they're saying is, if the gal says to the guy, you know what, thank you, appreciated the time, but not interested in a second date, that there are guys now who are saying, all right, then I want my money back if she doesn't want to go out a second time.
Our promise of the day, Isaiah 61:7, I will give you a double portion of your inheritance in exchange for your shame. I will give you a double portion of your inheritance in exchange for your shame. You want to talk about what seems like a bad trade, right? God takes our shame. We get not just an inheritance, a double inheritance. Well, we got some great guests in studio here as we talk about the Chippewa Falls High School football team and what the high school is doing, hosting a warm clothing drive for homeless vets the entire month of September. But it really kicks off in a big way with the Vets Night Chippewa football game on Friday night.
And the thing people have to understand with homeless veterans, especially with post-traumatic stress, and that's what we spend a lot of our time and energy with, is suicide prevention, post-traumatic stress. It's one word. It's called trust. And they've lost trust in whatever, the system, the society. And so if you earn that trust back, they'll talk. If they talk, you got a chance to help them.
Yeah.
So survival items, A, it helps them survive, which is was the initial goal. But the real reality behind it is you're trying to earn their trust back. Mm-hmm. And so when you see homeless people on the streets, and a huge percentage are veterans, and a lot of them have post-traumatic stress and issues, and once they're homeless, it is so challenging to get them off the street.
And Coach Rako, year 11 now, Friday night, year 11 that the Chippewa football team and the Hands Foundation partner. Pretty exciting.
It is. You know, our kids really jump on board on this thing, and they understand. We make it very clear to them that if it wasn't for veterans, they wouldn't be they wouldn't be playing a football game on Friday nights.
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think? What letter, Taryn?
E.
Is there an E in there, Halvo?
Caleb, you know I wish there was.
But there's not an E. Taryn, you're 5 now, I remember, because you were our favorite 4-year-old on the show, but now you're 5 because you told me that at the parking lot picnic. So you go ahead and call again.
Caleb, Taryn, and Kenny, the future of WWIB. And we're so glad they bookend the best of the week.
We say we are family. We mean it.